So I've got a question for you. Maybe you've thought about this before. Maybe it'll be the first time you've ever thought about it. What is it that keeps a civilization alive? What is it that leads to a functioning civilization? What is it that promotes flourishing within a civilization? What is it? And not just for a few years, not just for one generation, but long enough to become an actual civilization, for traditions to form, for a culture to actually take root. What is it that allows civilization to be successful enough for people, or rather to shape people who were not even born when the story began? So you have different generations coming in to this successful, thriving ecosystem, society. What is that that keeps us? That makes that possible. It's continuity. Continuity is essential, and it's something that we really don't talk about much anymore. We right now are obsessed with progress. We're obsessed with disruption. We are obsessed with innovation. But continuity, well, that's not a very sexy or exciting word. It's not a buzzword. But without it, nothing lasts. Family doesn't last, culture doesn't last, institutions do not last, and civilizations do not keep going. The thread is continuity. It's a thread that connects the past, the present, and the future. And it is the idea that what we build today is still going to be relevant and important and matter tomorrow. And that really depends on something very interesting. It depends on a successful relationship, harmony between two forces that people right now that we believe are diametrically opposed, are two forces engaged in a blood feud of some kind, a fight to the absolute death. Think red and blue, think Republican, think Democrat, but it's conservatism and progressivism. Now, for your blood pressure spikes, let's take these words out of the political context and figure out that it's a lot more than some dumb elected politicians saying things that they don't really believe in order to score points on the internet with people that aren't really paying too close of attention, which is us, which is us. We fall victim to these sound bites. And all too often, the Republicans and the Democrats, they are mirror images of one another on the majority of issues, but we are blinded by rage and blinded by just manipulation. Because these aren't political ideas, they are instincts, they are the hallmarks of a successful civilization. They are two things that every healthy society needs. Because one side of it says what must be protected, what is worth holding on to, and the other side says what do we need to change? What have we outgrown? What new information, what because of new information has come to light, needs to be modified or get gotten rid of? And how do we engage in this process like an adult, like grown-ups? Conservatism at its best is the instinct to protect the inheritance. This is what our kids are going to get. So let's make sure that we're holding on to it. It says that before you destroy something, before you just knock the thing down, let's have a good understanding of why it's here in the first place. So before you just tear up tradition, maybe consider what problem was this solving? Because most traditions, they didn't just randomly spring out of the ground. They were built through centuries of trial and error. The family structure, our system of laws, religion, community rituals. These are things that were built by people who lived through real problems. They put their life on the line to make it to the United States of America, to make it from the East Coast to the West Coast. That wasn't easy. These came from people who learned hard lessons. And conservatism is the instinct that says maybe we should learn from them before we start reshuffling everything. It's called stewardship. It's called guardianship. It's protecting the roots. But roots alone do not make a living, highly functioning tree, because there's another side to it too, and that is a progressivism. And that asks a different question. It wonders, it explores, it challenges, and it says, what is broken? What is unjust? What needs repair? Because history contains plenty of traditions that ought not continue. Slavery existed for centuries. Discrimination existed for centuries. Exclusion existed for centuries. So longevity does not automatically equal wisdom. And sometimes longevity just means that no one had the courage to stand up and say, that's enough. Progressivism introduces the pressure for reform. It grows the branches. And here's the really important thing, is that a healthy society, highly functioning, high trust society requires, demands, needs both of those things. Conservatism protects the roots. Progressivism grows the branches. And continuity, that's the living tree. Take away the roots, the tree's going to fall down. Take away the branches, the tree stops growing. Take away the balance between the two, the tree's going to go down either way. Civilization actually operates very much like biological evolution. Two forces must exist at the same time. We need stability and we need variation. Too much stability, species becomes pretty brittle and weak. Too much change, the organism cannot adapt and extinction takes place. Too much variation, the organism loses its identity. Mutation after mutation after mutation. Nothing stable, nothing lasting, and it collapses. Healthy evolution happens between those two forces, and a healthy civilization does as well. So the real question should be, it's not, should we preserve the past or whether we should just change it? The question is, what deserves continuity? What wisdom should we protect? What mistakes should we correct? And what values should we carry forward? This is where the conversation needs to become personalized and internalized, because that continuity, it's not maintained by the federal government or state government. It's maintained by you and me. It's maintained by people, families, communities, individuals deciding what matters, doing the things that it takes to preserve what matters. As if you're raising your kids with integrity, you're raising them with discipline, you are contributing to the continuity of our society, of our culture. If you maintain traditions that strengthen the community, you are contributing to that continuity. If you're building out institutions that outlive you, you are contributing to continuity. You're planting trees whose shade you will never sit under and enjoy. And I recently talked about this. Been thinking a lot about this idea of being a good ancestor, and that good ancestor asks a different question than most people ask. Instead of saying, what can I get today? They say, what will still be standing because I lived and because of the effort and the work that I did? Will it still work? Will it still help people? Is it still going to matter? Think about family traditions. Think about strong communities. Think about reliable institutions and moral standards. Think about wisdom passed from one generation to the next. These things do not automatically happen. Survival is not guaranteed. Survival is and happens because you and I choose to maintain them. Continuity is the opposite of passive. It's active. It's stewardship, it's responsibility, it's caring for the future. We can't allow the past to rule us, but we also can't pretend that it never existed. Civilization survives by remembering what to keep and daring to change the rest. You know, I think that we're so quick to look at other people that we interact with and we see consistently and almost have some kind of an adversarial relationship with them, when in fact, we're so much more similar than we are different. And we need, at least I hope, that we can operate like that and we can map that onto people that we'll never meet, the politicians we see on TV, or just people in other states that we say that we think are crazy. You know, stupid conservatives, stupid progressives, probably a lot closer to one another than we actually realize. But it just demands thoughtfulness. We need both. Yin and yang, day and night, hot and cold, you get it. What I'm really talking about is just how important it is for you to do your part by doing your best.